This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Deb Friedman. She is the board chair of the Telluride Historical Museum, and with Jim Tharp. He is the head of the search committee looking for a replacement for the soon-to-be-exiting Lauren Blumsma, the executive director. Thank you both for joining me.
Thanks very much, Susan. We appreciate it.
Okay. So we're going to be discussing search parameters, but to set the context, Deb, could you please talk a little bit about the museum's vision?
Susan, the board of directors met late in 2010 and developed a new mission and strategic plan for the organization. We've really set our sights, I think, very, very high for what we want to be moving forward. The first thing that we did do is that we redefined ourselves as a regional museum and not just a museum for Telluride. The Southwest Colorado area has very rich and colorful history, and while we are a part of it, we really want to also be known for it, a driver behind it, and not just specifically for Telluride. I think secondly, in today's day and age, which is much more interactive than we've ever really seen before, we have also defined a direction that says that we're going to engage our constituent communities more often and, even more importantly, more creatively than we've done in the past by bringing the rich history, the colorful history of our region to life through our programs, through our exhibits, through our collection that people will be able to experience through incredible education that go beyond our museum walls. And that's a tall order for us moving forward. We have come so far, and we've really set our sights on some very, very strong goals that I think will continue the march we've been on about putting ourselves on the map in even a broader community.
Okay. Thank you very much for that very clear explanation. So in that context, Jim, could you describe the key job responsibilities?
The major responsibilities for the executive director function fall into three buckets. And the first is to promote both the museum and its creative and educational programs. We are so anxious to get out into the community and communicate with our constituents and work with the tourists and work throughout the region that we want a major piece of the job to be reaching out whenever possible. Mm-hmm. And then the second is just basic providing stewardship of our collections, both in terms of preservation and sharing our collections with others. So we want to develop interesting exhibits. We want to develop programs that reach back to our collections because we have so much that we can share. And then third, it's an organization that has a budget. So we need the organization administered, the staff need to be managed, and we have very complicated facilities. We have an historic building that needs to be maintained. So those are the three major areas that any new executive director will focus on.
Okay. And in light of that, Deb, and given that so much has already been accomplished by both Lauren and her assistant, Beth Roberts, would you say that a skilled manager versus a visionary would best sum up what you're looking for in Lauren's replacement, or is that way oversimplifying?
I would say that's probably a little bit of an oversimplification. We have to have somebody that does have a vision, that has a creative mind in order to engage constituents. Something as simple as continuing to put on exhibits and programs up at the museum, we have to entice people to be able to climb to the top of First Street. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to do that, we've got to have somebody that is extremely creative, somebody who knows how to put things together that it will have that enticement, that mystique around it that is going to be able to draw in people. In addition to that, it's not just drawing people totally to the museum, as Jim mentioned. It's also using all of the assets that we have in Southwest Colorado to be able to draw people into the regional history that we have. You don't have to travel very far, and you have some absolutely world-class facilities in the Southwest region, and we tie into that. We have an example of a phenomenal artifact at the museum from a Pueblo II period blanket, okay, that ties back to some of the, you know, old Indian culture. We've got to be able to play on that. We've got to be able to have somebody that can bring all of this together so that people are truly engaged in a combination of the artifacts that are within the museum, outside of the museum, the history, and the locale. It's just too important. At the same time, too, we are a nonprofit, and we want to continue on as a nonprofit. We want to continue to do well. So we do need to have somebody that also has some eye for detail and can make sure that they do appropriately manage the resources that we have, both financial and with the artifacts, which is a key responsibility we as the museum have for preserving our heritage.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Jim, by way of summing up, could you characterize the mindset of the committee with regards to a successor?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, the committee is a group of people with very diverse views. And when we had our organizational meeting last week, we discussed how we want to keep an open mind. We're in a very small community. It may be very, very difficult to find someone who has all of the skills that would be in our perfect candidate, either in our community or outside of our community. If they come from the outside, they're certainly not going to know our local history. If they come from the inside, they're not likely to have extensive museology skills. So we agreed that when we described those three buckets that we described earlier, that we're going to find people who are strong in one and perhaps weak in another, and we're going to have to, as a board, help support that person going forward.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, both of you. This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Deb Friedman and Jim Tharp, both board members of the Telluride Historical Museum, and Jim is specifically head of the search committee. They are on the lookout for a replacement for Lauren Blumsma, who will be exiting the museum as executive director in March. Again, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Very much, Susan. We appreciate the opportunity to talking with you.
Thank you.